Welcome to my Tuesday conference call, everybody. This is Ted Keyes, your host here, calling you from Pasadena, California. This is a call I do every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. It's a call where I assist you, I show you, I direct you how to move more freight efficiently, effectively, effortlessly, so you make more money financially. Got a good topic today. My topic is why freight sales agents should never ask, is this a bad time to talk? Why freight sales agents should never ask, is this a bad time to talk? As usual, before I get into my topic, I direct you to the number of attachments down at the bottom of each announcement that I send you. There's typically 8 attachments down there that I use as a basis for my call. Just whatever email you got from me, scroll down there, and we're going to go over these attachments one by one. The first attachment, before I get into my main call here, I always direct you to is our Green Meadows Productions leaderboard. I'll say this again, guys. If you are a high-producing or a medium-producing, a just-starting producing freight agent with our highly producing office, your main goal is to get your name on our leaderboard. Just go ahead and open up that attachment. Again, doesn't matter where you start, just start somewhere and work your way up it. When you work your way up it, you'll see that you do earn more money financially. And really, that is our goal, isn't it? I mean, our desire is to earn more money financially so we can do a lot more things, a lot better things in life with the money that we earn. Could be for yourself, could be for your spouse, could be for your family. That's a personal thing, but either way, it works out that way nonetheless. So let's go ahead and move out of there and move on to our topic today. I'll repeat it again. Why freight sales agents should never ask this question, and that question is this a bad time to talk? Typically when you'll hear that from folks, it's because they do have a confidence problem. I mean, our goal when we get on the phone and make contact with the marketplace is to talk with the prospects and customers that are on the other line. The last thing you want to say is this a bad time to talk, because believe me, if your prospect, if your customer is in tune with what you're saying and they want to run you off the line, they will absolutely say, yes, this is a bad time to talk. But nonetheless, let me go ahead and explain a little further what our topic means. Now, just because your prospect answers their phone doesn't automatically mean that you'll get an opportunity to engage them in an actual great conversation. Remember, always remember that prospects are busy people, and that's why freight sales agents often kick off their calls by asking this foolish question, is this a bad time to talk, or did I catch you at a bad time? Now, with this question, freight sales agents on the plus side, seek to demonstrate respect for their prospects' time and to be sensitive to their schedules. Now, these are noble motives. However, while the question may achieve these favorable ends, it also results typically in a less favorable outcome, in the end shooting the agent right in the foot. I'll explain why, however. But starting off a call with, is this a bad time, creates a host of issues that kills or typically kills your sale. Maybe not your sale, but certainly the conversation that you're having right then and there. Now, here are the top 7 reasons why freight sales agents should never ask really this seemingly innocent questions. Again, I'm going to give you 7 reasons why you should never ask this question, is this a bad time to talk? Now, reason number 1, is you're stating the obvious. Let me say that again. You're stating the obvious. Freight sales agents don't have to ask if it's a bad time to talk, because it most assuredly is. Let me say that again. you don't have to ask it because it is a bad time to talk. I mean, professionals at all levels of seniority and in every industry are busier than ever before, and they certainly don't have time to answer obvious, useless questions. Stating the obvious can only stand to annoy your prospects. It's that simple. So, number one, you're stating the obvious. You're stating something that's obvious. Why would you want to draw attention to something that's obvious? Moving on, reason number two is you're making your prospect think about their workload. Number two, second reason is you're making your prospect think about their workload. Now, sometimes you're not really aware of a certain situation or feeling until someone actually calls your attention to it. For instance, have you ever forgotten to eat lunch only to realize that you're hungry when a coworker commented on your growling, noisy stomach? What happens? Well, suddenly you can't get to a sandwich shop fast enough because somebody's drawn attention to it. Now, similarly, when a freight sales agent asks their prospect, is this a good time? The agent calls the prospect's attention to their workload. Now, having reflected on all the tasks they have in front of them, the prospect truthfully says, no, it's not. I have a ton to get done. That's typically what you're going to hear when you ask this question. Is this a bad time to talk? No, it's not. Actually, it is. I've got a ton of work to get done. Now, needless to say, a packed agenda is not a good place to direct your prospect's focus when you're attempting to earn a minute of their time. So, again, reason number two is you're making your prospect think about the workload that they have. Certainly, if not about the day, then actually what they're doing at that minute or at that hour. Here's the third reason to not ask this foolish question, is this a bad time to talk? And that is that everyone asks it. Let me say it again, everyone asks it. Now, to get a prospect to purchase from you and not our competitor, freight sales agents have to stand out. Let me say that again. In order for our prospect to purchase from us, to purchase our freight service, we have to stand out. We have to make it clear that the experience that our prospect gets with our company will be drastically different and better than what the prospect will go through with somebody else. But what happens when an agent starts a prospect conversation with, is this a bad time? I mean, what's going to happen? Well, the prospect is going to think, ugh, another typical freight agent. Let's see how fast I can end this call. So, again, everybody asks it. Everybody says it. Do you want to be like everybody else, or is your goal or desire to stand out from the crowd? If you want to sound like every other freight agent your prospect has spoken to, then by all means, check to see if it's a bad time. If not, then ditch this overused question. Moving on to reason number four. Reason number four is you're wasting your current opportunity. Let me say it again. Reason number four is you're wasting your current opportunity. There's no good time for an unplanned interruption. On the other hand, there are absolutely terrible times for an unplanned interruption. When prospects absolutely positively can't answer their phone, they won't. Do you get my drift when you're wasting a current opportunity? How many times have you made a phone call in this profession and you get a voicemail or it rings and it rings and it rings? What happens when they actually pick up the phone? Is that going to be the first thing out of your mouth? Is this a bad time to talk when you've been attempting to get a hold of this guy or a woman for 1 or 2 weeks? So the very fact that the prospect picked up the phone means they could talk for a bit if they felt the interruption was worthwhile. Think about it. But if you ask if it's a bad time right off the bat, they'll likely say no, and the crack in the door slams shut. So basically, let me say it again, you're wasting the opportunity to actually talk to this individual. That's a fourth reason why you don't say it. Now the fifth reason, let me move on to the fifth reason why you don't say it, and that is you're putting your prospect on the defensive. Let me say it again, you're putting your prospect on the defensive. Now you may reason that by asking, is this a bad time to talk, empowers your prospect by allowing them to choose whether or not they like to engage with you. However, it actually puts your prospect on the defensive, as I said earlier. Just think about it, guys. Think about it. By asking about your prospect's time, it automatically implies that you like to take some. Uh-oh, you've just encouraged your prospect to protect their limited hours and by hanging up on you immediately in the process. So, reason number five, I'll say it again, you're putting your prospect on the defensive when you ask this foolish question. Number six, sixth reason why you are not to ask this question is you broadcast insecurity. Reason number six, again, is you broadcast insecurity. Did I catch you at a bad time? Again, asking that question ultimately seeks permission from the prospect to continue speaking. Now, while seeking permission is sometimes a good thing for a freight sales agent to do, it can also communicate your insecurity. Who wants to work with someone who doesn't seem to be so sure of themselves? Let me say that again. Do you want to work with somebody that doesn't appear to be so sure of themselves? Well, some freight sales agents also ask this question as an easy way to let themselves off the hook as well. And why on earth would you want to do that? You just spent all this effort getting a hold of this individual. Why do you want to let yourself off the hook? I mean, it's a fair assumption that the prospect will say, yes, it's a bad time, and the call is going to end right then and there. And that's a perfect outcome for a nervous agent who doesn't truly want to push through a prospecting call that will potentially end in rejection, as he or she thinks. So the sixth reason why is you broadcast insecurity. The seventh reason why you are not to say, is this a bad time to talk, is your prospect expects to hear it. They expect to hear it. I mean, it's plain and simple. Freight sales agents won't get anywhere on a prospecting call unless they find a way to disrupt your prospect's workflow. In other words, if you start off with this traditional salesy phrases, prospects have been conditioned to tune out. Again, just as an example, how are you today? Or my name is X and I'm with Y. Another one is, I was wondering if you'd be interested in Z. The call will end before it begins. So with this in mind, folks, perhaps the worst thing about that question, is this a bad time, is that your prospect expects to hear it. And when prospects expect a sales question, they're prepared to squash it without a second thought. Why? Because they hear it so often. I'll say it again. Do you want to sound like everybody else, or is your desire, your goal, to stand out from the crowd? When you sound like everybody else, your prospect is going to put you in a category with everybody else, and that is dull, boring, insecure. I mean, finish off the list. Bear with me. So, skip the stale sales questions that prospects have heard time and time again, or, better yet, flip them on their heads. Here's a good example by flipping them on their head. And this is an example given by Colleen Francis, who recommends the following. I mean, if you want to say anything close to that, say this. It sounds like you're busy. Are you sure this isn't a bad time? Preface it with, it sounds like you're busy. Are you sure this isn't a bad time? But isn't that just going to anger your prospect? Well, not necessarily. When it comes to receiving a sales call, it's always a bad time. So having the sales agent who's making the call recognize this up front is refreshing, and Francis Wright wrote that in a recent blog post. And when you use this approach, here's what happens. Two things are going to happen. First, your prospect will laugh or chuckle and say, it's always a bad time. That's one of two things that's going to happen. They're going to come back and say, it's always a bad time. Now, the laughter is important because it shows your build and rapport. But the second thing is they'll typically follow up with, but what's up? Or, but what have you got? I.e., hey, you're calling, I'm listening, the floor is yours. What have you got? What's up? Then your conversation has started. So, just in a real quick review here, guys. 7 reasons to not use this phrase. Is this a bad time to talk? And let's face it, we've all said it. We've all used it. Well, here's why you don't say it. Here's why you don't use it. Number one, you're stating the obvious. Number two, you're making your prospect think about their workload. Number three, because everyone asks it, would you rather stand out or stay the same? Number four, you're wasting your current opportunity. You've already got them on the phone. Take advantage of the opportunity. Number five, you're putting your prospect on the defensive. Number six, you're broadcasting insecurity. If you ask a question like that, you're immediately broadcasting that you don't feel right. You feel nervous. This may be your first call, your second call. Reason number seven is your prospect expects it. Why do they expect it? Because 90% of the folks that call them say that question. I'll say it again. Do you want to sound like everybody else, or is it your goal to stand out? Because think about it. Think about who you do business with. Do you do business with people that sound like everybody else, or do you do business with people, individuals, salespeople that sound different and perform differently? So that's why you, as a freight sales agent, should never ask, is this a bad time to talk? Okay, let's go ahead and move on and move away from that document. Let's open up the third attachment that I've sent you folks. Bear with me. Let's move on to our Remember series. Now that I've gone over that topic with you, moving on to the third attachment, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers. Bear with me. Remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, don't attempt to figure out the best time to call. Let me say that again. Don't attempt to figure out the best time to call somebody. Get on the phone now or you won't reach anybody. Let me say it again. Remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, don't attempt to figure out the best time to call somebody, because that's what a lot of people do. They sit around and they think, gee, is this a good time to call? Well, believe me, if you've gone through to somebody, the first thing you're going to do is take advantage of a situation. However, you got to get on the phone now or you won't reach anybody. And when you do reach somebody, don't utilize that foolish question that I just went over. Get on the phone now or you won't reach anybody. Let's move on from there and open up our fourth attachment. Remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, again, prepare for each call by asking, how can I assist this person? Prepare for each call by asking yourself, how can I assist this person? When you go into a phone call with that question in mind, you're not going to broadcast insecurity. You're not going to waste a valued opportunity to make contact with this individual. So prepare for each call. When you make contact, ask yourself the question, how can I assist this person? Because what we do is assisting people. We eliminate pain points. We eliminate challenges. That's why prospects and customers utilize us to move their freight, because we're solving their problem. Let's go ahead and move forward from there. And we're going to open up our fifth attachment. Our fifth attachment reads, remember when you're calling prospects and customers to call that tough-to-reach shipping decision maker during their lunch or before starting time. Again, you haven't made contact yet, so what are you going to do? Well, you're going to do something different. You're going to be different. You're going to do something different. Call them during their lunch or before they start. The opportunity to get through is much higher during those times, believe it or not. Again, and when you do get through, don't ask if it's a bad time to talk, especially if you're calling at lunch. Just move into your conversation. Tell them it'll be short and start asking them questions to determine their pain points. So call them during lunch or before they start. The opportunity to get through is much higher during those times, believe it or not. Okay, let's go ahead and move forward into our sixth attachment. Our sixth attachment reads, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, if you don't work for it, then why do you think you deserve it? And when I say work for it, I mean sticking to a conversation. Don't give your prospect a reason to blow you off or hang up on you or slam the door shut. I mean, keeping a prospect engaged takes effort. You're not the only one calling these folks, but when you do get through and when they see that you have something of value, that you are different, you're not like everybody else out there, they'll give you the opportunity. But you got to work for it. You have to work for it. And if you don't work for it, then why do you think you deserve anything? That's how I'll leave it with that question. Why do you think you deserve anything if you don't work for it? Let's move on to our seventh attachment. Go ahead and open that up. Our seventh attachment reads, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers that as you do this again and again and again, your preparation breeds confidence. The more prepared you are before a call, the more self-assured you feel. And when you prepare well, when you've done this over and over again, your confidence builds. You become more prepared and the more self-assured you feel. Believe me, when you sound self-assured, think of the folks that you've talked to over the years that have called you attempting to sell something. It's the self-assured individuals that you end up doing business with, unless you end up doing business with a family member or something, somebody like that. But it's a self-assured individuals that sound different, that stand out, and make you think, boy, what does this person have that makes me trust them? Of course, yes, they do have to follow through and actually provide the service, but just let me say it again, your preparation will breed confidence in you. The more prepared you are before a call, the more self-assured you feel. Let's go ahead and move on to our last attachment here, folks, our last attachment. As you are all aware, if you have not heard me before, well, I'll say it again. I am a firm believer in the Bible. I'm a firm believer in what it says. I'm a firm believer in understanding it and reading it on a daily basis. My last attachment deals with my Bible insight. And my Bible insight for today is, if you go ahead and read along with me, godly freight agents never rise above their negative emotions. Unfortunately, I did misspell negative there, but it does say that. Godly freight agents rise above their negative emotions. Now, what do I mean by this? Well, I took this passage, I took this insight from 2 Peter, book of 2 Peter 1, verses 5 and 6. Let me read that for you. This is Peter writing. He says, for this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with goodness. goodness with knowledge, knowledge with self-control, self-control with endurance, endurance with godliness. For this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with goodness, goodness with knowledge, knowledge with self-control, self-control with endurance, endurance with godliness. That's 2 Peter 1, verses 5 through 6. Now, what did Peter mean when he wrote this, these two verses? Well, let me explain. Over and over again, the Bible instructs us to live by faith. Yet, sometimes, despite our best intentions, negative feelings can rob us of the peace and abundance that would otherwise be ours through Christ. Boy, think about all the times that we've been robbed just by negative emotions that come into our sphere. When anger or anxiety separates us from the spiritual blessings that God has in store, we must rethink our priorities, and we must place faith above our feelings. Human emotions are highly variable, decidedly unpredictable, and often unreliable. How about that? Am I sharing anything with you that you didn't know already? Our emotions are like the weather, only sometimes far more fickle. So we must learn to live by faith, not by the ups and downs of our own emotional roller coasters. Let's face it, we've all been on our own emotional roller coasters. Who's pulling your emotional strings? Let me say that again. Who's pulling your emotional strings? Are you allowing highly emotional people or highly charged situations to dictate your moods and distract your focus? Well, or are you wiser than that? Sometimes during the coming day, you may encounter a tough situation or a difficult person, and as a result, you may be gripped by a strong negative emotion. Well, here's what you do. Distrust it. Rein it in. Test it and turn it over to God in prayer. Your emotions will inevitably change. Let's face it, they always do. I would say that most of you would agree with me, but God will not. So trust Him completely. When you do, you'll be surprised at how quickly those negative feelings can evaporate into thin air. Let's talk about our application here on this saying here. Here's how you'd apply this. God's love is real. His peace is real. His support is real, and He wants you to follow in the footsteps of His Son. Don't let your emotions obscure those facts ever. Even Jim Elliot, a world-renowned missionary who was murdered by a tribe, I believe it was in Ecuador back in the 50s, Jim Elliot talked about this. He said, "I no longer depend on pleasant impulses to bring me before the Lord. I must rather respond to principles I know to be right, whether I feel them to be enjoyable or not." So, great insight for today for you to apply. Godly freight agents rise above their negative emotions. And let's face it, how often do we feel negative? Hey, when somebody blows us off, when we act insecure, basically a prospect took us to task, or we get a freight rate that's rejected. I mean, that's cause for negative emotion. Well, there's a high probability that the emotions that you're thinking at the time are not accurate or even close to being truthful to begin with. What do? We keep moving forward. We keep picking up the phone. We keep increasing our skill in connecting, collaborating, and building relationships with the marketplace. Okay, let's close that out. I will say this, if you have any questions involving anything that I just went over today, you are free to give me a call. Again, this is Ted Keyes at 626-309-9141. If you have any desire, for those of you that are not a top producing freight agent with us, if you have any desire to join our highly productive team, again, give me, Ted Keyes, a call at 626-309-9141. Any questions involving our highly productive freight system that we use to actually provide the service and move our freight, that is a question for my wife, Maria, another highly producing freight agent here. Call her at the same number. Again, that's Maria at 626-309-9141. Pleasure talking to everyone today. Take care. God bless you all. I will talk to you again next Tuesday at the same time. Take care. God bless. Bye-bye.